Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Yogurt was first produced thousands of years ago. Dairy history and legend indicate that yogurt originated in modern-day Iran or Turkey. One story has it that an ancient Turk was carrying milk in his goatskin container for quite a while. Upon opening the container, the Turk noticed that the contents had developed into a thick, creamy mass. This new product was referred to as yogurt. We now know that the bacteria in the goatskin and the warm temperature affected the milk and turned it into what we now call yogurt. In 1900, a Russian biologist named Dr. Ilya Metchnikoff of the Pasteur Institute of Paris was able to isolate bacillus cultures for modern-day yogurt production. Dr. Metchnikoff demonstrated that yogurt's bacteria fought dangerous germs in the colons of mammals, and he theorized the positive effects of yogurt bacteria cultures on humans. Shortly thereafter, yogurt became a staple in the American diet. Today, yogurt continues to be popular, and a large variety of kosher-certified yogurts are available. Of all dairy products, yogurt is among the most complicated in terms of its kosher requirements and proper supervision. How is yogurt produced? All yogurt begins with milk. The milk's fat ratio may be adjusted by adding cream or non-fat dry milk. Afterwards, sugar or artificial sweetener may be added to the milk. Stabilizers, which create the desired consistency of the product, are then fed into the yogurt mix. Then, the mix is normally pasteurized, subsequent to which it is dosed with acid-based dairy cultures, after which the cultured mass is left to incubate for a specific period of time in closed vats. After incubation, fruit filling, flavors, and even colors may be added to the yogurt. The product is then filled into cups or tubs and is ready to go. It's important to note that the only hot phase of yogurt manufacture is pasteurization. The rest of the process is cold, ambient, or warm. This all seems pretty straightforward. Why, then, did we note that certification of yogurt is so complicated? Let's go through some of the above steps one more time, a little more carefully, from the perspective of a kosher certifier. Let's look at ingredients. Milk is milk. There are no kosher problems here. Cultures, however, are another story. Most dairy cultures are grown in labs that handle kosher and non-kosher materials beyond one's imagination. Some cultures are grown on surfaces that are non-kosher, and some cultures are nourished with non-kosher nutrients. Cultures are kosher only when their environments and nourishments are fully kosher. Thus, we're working with pretty sensitive issues here. Cream and non-fat dry milk used to adjust yogurt fat ratios are also kosher sensitive. Some cream, called whey cream, can derive from whey, which is a byproduct of cheesemaking and is also often non-kosher. Even regular cream, called sweet cream, often shares equipment used for non-kosher whey cream and is also adulterated with non-kosher whey cream. Non-fat dry milk, that is milk powder, can be dried from liquid to solid in equipment called spray towers or spray dryers, also used for processing non-kosher meats, cheeses, wines, and so forth. Thus, proper supervision for cream and non-fat dry milk is absolutely necessary. When we get to stabilizers, we approach the most hazardous area of yogurt certification. The recent trend in the yogurt industry has been to increase the thickness of yogurt, creating a quote-unquote Swiss-style consistency. The most common stabilizer to achieve this result is gelatin, most of which comes from the bones and hides of non-kosher animals. It is for this reason that many varieties of yogurt bear no kosher symbol at all, or just feature a generic K rather than a kosher trademark symbol. This K often represents yogurt that has gelatin and either has no kosher supervision or bears the supervision of an unknown agency which allows gelatin derived from non-kosher sources. Most reputable kosher agencies, however, will not certify such yogurt, due to the presence of non-kosher sourced gelatin. There are other non-kosher stabilizers as well. These ones usually contain a mix of gelatin and non-animal-based substances. Stabilizers in kosher gelatin normally are exclusively made out of starch or gums. These stabilizers need proper certification as well, because they can be processed on non-kosher equipment, and of course, they can contain trace amounts of gelatin if they're not properly certified. Fruit fillings, flavors, and colors are often non-kosher as well. Red shaded colors can contain carmine, which is a deep red dye extracted from a type of beetle. Fillings often use stabilizers, whose kosher sensitivity was already discussed. In addition, non-kosher grape derivatives are often present in flavors, and fillings and flavors can be produced on non-kosher equipment. Obviously, therefore, fillings, flavors, and colors must be kosher certified. Let's take a look now about how kosher yogurt is supervised. The first step in certifying the kosherness of yogurt is to verify that all the ingredients are kosher. The next task is to determine if the plant that's making the kosher yogurt also makes non-kosher yogurt, and if so, we need to evaluate whether or not the plant can handle a kosher program to manufacture kosher yogurt in light of its manufacture as well of non-kosher yogurt. There are four categories of non-kosher issues. Pasteurization, post-pasteurization, formulas, and koshering. Let's go through them step by step. Let's start with pasteurization. Every material that's pasteurized means that it's exposed to hot equipment. Pasteurization means heating product to a very high temperature to kill bacteria. Therefore, non-kosher substances that pass through a pasteurizer can render the pasteurizer non-kosher. Thus, non-kosher ingredients in uncertified yogurt can make the yogurt plant's pasteurizer non-kosher, rendering yogurt that is to be labeled as kosher non-kosher, unless the pasteurizer is properly kosherized, properly koshered afterwards. Post-pasteurization. Once we've assured that the pasteurization system is kosher for kosher-certified yogurt production, that is, that we make sure that the pasteurizer is koshered, or we make sure that nothing non-kosher hot goes through it, we need to then see if there are any ramifications of non-kosher yogurt later on after pasteurization. Gelatin-based yogurt, as well as yogurt with non-kosher fruit fillings, colors, or flavors, often shares the same incubation or storage tanks and fillers as kosher yogurt. Therefore, this equipment must be reliably cleansed before it is used for kosher yogurt production, and tanks that hold non-kosher yogurt cannot hold kosher and non-kosher yogurt for 24 hours or more, even though it's always cold. There's a rule in halacha and kosher law that equipment exposed to a non-kosher substance for 24 hours, even at cold temperatures, becomes non-kosher. Let's look at formulas. When a plant processes non-kosher yogurt, or any other non-kosher product in general, the kosher certifying agency has to carefully review formulas to verify that the kosher product, in this case kosher yogurt, utilizes only kosher ingredients. The more non-kosher production at a given plant, the more time and work will be required for the mashgiach, the kosher supervisor, to go through the books or computer records for formula review. In kosher yogurt plants that also manufacture non-kosher yogurt, the mashgiach goes through the computer data, checking where use lists, which means verifying where non-kosher materials are used to make sure that they're not used in kosher formulas. In addition, the mashgiach must carefully examine the formulas of kosher yogurt upon his regular visits. Let's go back a drop to koshering. As noted above, non-kosher yogurt which runs through a pasteurizer can require the pasteurizer to be koshered before kosher yogurt is manufactured. In this case, the kosher agency may work out a system by which the plant's automated cleansing routine meets koshering specifications. Every food production facility has what's called a CIP, a cleaning-in-place system, whereby all the equipment in the plant is basically automatically sterilized or sanitized on a regular basis. Every plant performs a CIP, a cleaning-in-place, at the end of each production day, as well as often between different types of production. When a CIP is performed, usually one can verify the cleaning temperatures reached by checking automated recording charts called Taylor charts. These charts are linked to probes in the equipment which measure temperatures reached upon every process, whether it's production, whether it's sterilization. Even when the equipment is down, the Taylor charts indicate that the equipment is at ambient temperatures, as nothing's being produced. Therefore, a mashgiach in a yogurt facility that needs to be koshered can review the Taylor charts that are generated by the CIP system to assure the necessary temperatures are reached, as well as that required steps in kosherization and koshering are always performed. Typically, a Taylor chart indicates not only the temperatures reached, but also what was processed in the equipment during each phase. By the plant's own protocol, as well as often by government regulations, plant supervisors have to pencil in or write in at each phase what was being made or what was run through the equipment. On a typical Taylor chart, you'll see penciled in above each phase the product. Very often it'll say CIP, water, downtime, acid, and so forth. If a plant's CIP system can be fully established to meet kosherization guidelines, so the mashgiach can go in and check and see that the phases of kosherization and the temperatures required are reached, that can be relied upon to have kosherization, that is, without a mashgiach present. If a system is not automated and verified by a mashgiach to meet koshering specifications, then a mashgiach must be present upon every time that the equipment must be koshered. We now have a better understanding of the various kosher issues that pertain to yogurt. Additives, stabilizers, cultures, flavor, and equipment all make yogurt one of the most complicated of dairy products to certify. Thanks so much for tuning in, and have a great day.